Unit 18. Television installations. Exercise 4. Properties of antennas. The intensity of the waves transmitted by the antenna is said to be the gain. Imagine an antenna that radiates energy equally in all directions because it has no preference for radiation in any direction. In other words, it has no directivity. That simply means that all directions have the same energy radiation and are all equal to the average energy radiation. Antennas do not create radio energy. They only divert, direct, or concentrate it in some direction. This directional feature is called gain, which means the amount of intensification in a preferred direction is quantified as gain. The bandwidth of the device is a range of frequencies on which it can operate correctly. The polarization of the antenna refers to the polarization of the fields that are transmitted by the device. An electromagnetic wave launched from an antenna may be polarized vertically and horizontally. If the wave gets polarized in the vertical direction, then the electromagnetic vector is vertical, and it requires a vertical antenna. If the vector is in a horizontal way, it needs a horizontal antenna to launch it. Sometimes circular polarization is used, which is a combination of both horizontal and vertical ways. The effective length is the parameter of antennas that characterizes the efficiency of the antennas in transmitting and receiving electromagnetic waves for both transmitting and receiving antennas. The ratio of EMF at the receiver input to the intensity of the electric field that occurred on the antenna is known as the receiver's effective length. The effective length of the transmitter can be defined as the length of the free space in a conductor, and current distribution across its length generates the same field intensity in any direction of radiation. The most significant property of an antenna is its radiation pattern or polar diagram. In the case of a transmitting antenna, this is a plot that describes the strength of the power field radiated by the antenna in various angular directions. A plot can also be obtained for both vertical and horizontal planes.